of you creating your own painting. It's a fun thing to do. And the Mother's Day brunch, I thought, would be a nice touch with some mothers. Some won't appreciate that, but yeah. others would. And again, it's a chance for mom and one of the kids or the adult kids to get together and spend some fun time together as opposed to sitting down to a meal that mom has spent all day trying to cook.
Yep, yep. Oh, that sounds good. The only danger there is if you're really not good at painting, somebody's got to deal with that.
If what?
If you're not good at painting, somebody's got to deal with that product. That's going to be hanging in your house for the rest of your life.
Well, you can not only paint canvases as a painting, but you can also paint a wine glass or
All right.
Or glass. And now she's added another part to the business, making wood signs and painting them.
Oh, okay.
And this is an interesting thing. You can do a wood sign, a plank or a sheet of wood, whatever, to put inside or hang on the wall inside or put outside, and they show you how to distress the wood, how to stain and paint it.
Right.
And after a couple of hours, you leave with a serving tray or home shutters or a plank, a sign, whatever you want.
Wow, that's like going back in time when you used to make those crafts in kindergarten for mom.
In kindergarten, or as I did in shop.
Right, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
What goes around comes around. That's funny. That's actually pretty cool, you know, like a wine glass or something like that. So, yeah, mom would appreciate that, no doubt.
Yeah, I would think so. And you can go on the Paint Party website and Paint Party Studio, and you'll find all kinds of ideas and other things, as well as other events. She holds events on the Saturday prior to Mother's Day, which are geared toward Mother's Day with little kids.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, it's more for adults with their mothers.
Right.
But dinner starts at 3:00 in the afternoon, so and goes on for some time. It's called Eflorée or Florette.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how they pronounce it, but it's run by Dennis Foy and Estella Quinones. Estella does the design of the place, and this place is looks like a movie set with Dennis's paintings on the wall and special lighting and all kinds of things that Estella has put together. It's like a stage almost. Mm-hmm. It only holds 28 people, so it's relatively small.
Okay,
but they have an outside patio for good weather. But if you want a special Mother's Day dinner, this is a good place to consider. Dennis not only paints the pictures on the wall, he is the chef and is widely recognized for his work in both areas.
Nice. Culinary arts and painting. Very cool.
Yeah. They've been very successful in Lambertville with the restaurant, and they are opening June 1st another restaurant in Red Bank.
Oh, neat! On the other side of the other side of the state.
Other side of the state. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, that operation is meant to be much bigger. I think she told me that they would be able to seat 50 to 100 people.
Wow. Okay. Let's take it on a whole new one. Very cool. All right.
Anyway, this Mother's Day dinner there in Lambertville is $40. It's fixed price.
Okay. Very
so
good.
You can know what you're spending with Mom.
Yep.
But in a very elegant setting.
Nice. We could call it Linner.
Yeah.
Linner or Dunch.
Yeah, there you go.
But you don't want to call it Sinner or something like that. So, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So,
you you have to make reservations, by the way. So
yeah, well, 28, sure.
DeFloretRestaurant.com.
Nice.
DeFloret.
All right. Very nice.
And take it from there.
Sweet. Those are great ideas, Al. It's always a challenge to find something for the parents.
Yeah, and in addition, don't forget the flowers.
There you go. Yep.
My sister was a florist, and I well remember Mother's Day. It's the biggest day of the year for a florist.
Yep, yep. All right, I did the math for you. Ready?
Yeah.
You're somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,510,000 or 1,600,084 words.
Good Lord. I had no idea.
But you're definitely in the 1.5 mark there.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Anyway.
Very good.
I like to write. I write every day.
Good.
Something.
Well, we appreciate it. Paper. And I love chatting with you about the insight behind the columns and all the visits, because I know you're only down to 1,700 or 1,800 words, and there's plenty more that is there that's getting cut onto the floor. So it's great to hear the other aspects of it.
It's fun. Putting words together. String them together.
String them together. Excellent. Well, we'll string them together again in May. And thank you so much. And this is your last cold day, so welcome to summer.
Yeah, I will do it.
All right,
Enjoy
Al.
Enjoy the sunshine.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Al Orr giving you insight into getting a head start on Mother's Day. It's fairly early this year. It's the 13th, as he said, so you only got really a week, a little less than 2 weeks right now. All right, we're going to take a break, do the news, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntShimmer.com, the voice of business, right after the news and the weather.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care.
15. Many entrepreneurs also believe changes to the tax policy will work to their advantage and are seizing the opportunity to invest in their business.
According to the survey, 54% of entrepreneurs are confident the national economy will continue to climb in 2018. Furthermore, the majority of entrepreneurs cite the tax policy changes as a game changer for small businesses, and 63% say it's made them more optimistic about their own business's outlook. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Two suicide bombers strike in the Afghan capital of Kabul today. At least 21 people are dead, among them the chief photographer for French news agency AFP. There have been no immediate claims of responsibility. The criticism's only growing when it comes to EPA Chief Scott Pruitt over his alleged spending and ethical missteps. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
On Face the Nation, House Oversight Committee Chair Trey Gowdy said it's too soon to talk about their investigation of Pruitt's alleged misconduct.
What usually happens with Congress is we draw our conclusions on the front end and then we go in search of whatever evidence we want to validate that previously held wrong conclusion. We're going to do it the way I'm used to doing it. Gather the documents, interview the witnesses, and then share it at the appropriate time.
I'm Wendy King.
Dr. Ronnie Jackson will reportedly not return to his job as the president's personal doctor after his failed bid to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Koreas are making small but noticeable changes as they move towards reconciliation. South Korea says it will take down loudspeakers that it's used along the border for years to blare propaganda into North Korea. The North says it will be turning its clocks back 30 minutes so as to align with the time in South Korea, as North Korea had created its own time zone 3 years ago, marking the 70th anniversary of Korea's liberation from Japanese rule after World War II. Now, these are the first changes that the Koreas are making since Friday's historic meeting between South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president of the White House Correspondents Association is blasting the comedian who was invited to deliver a monologue during the weekend's annual dinner. In a statement, Margaret Talov says Michelle Wolf's monologue was not in the spirit of the White House Correspondents Association mission. Talov posting a letter addressed to members of the group on Twitter. And in the letter, Talov noted that several members of the group expressed great dismay with Wolf's monologue and concerns about how it reflects the group's mission. Here's a chunk of what we can play of Wolf's monologue.
And I know as much as some of you might want me to, it's 2018 and I'm a woman, so you cannot shut me up. Unless you have Michael Cohen wire me $130,000.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutton Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well, the time is 8:06, and it's time for Hunted Chamber Radio weather. It's 52 degrees right now, clear skies in Flemington. Well, maybe not. Let's try that again. Thought we had it, but we're in the wrong spot. 46 degrees and overcast skies in Flemington. And it'll be sunny today, though, a high of 72. That sounds nice. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. A clear sky in 51 tonight. Winds light and variable. Mainly sunny sky tomorrow, 76. Remember 2 weeks ago you were complaining about it was too cold? Well, welcome to spring summer. It's clear skies and 56 on Tuesday night. Mostly sunny skies, 84 on Wednesday. Welcome to summer. Some sun in the morning and increasing clouds during the afternoon on Thursday. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible and a high 86. Cloudy in the morning with scattered thunderstorms on Friday, 83. And mostly sunny skies and a mere 76 on Saturday. Spring showed up for 2 weeks. Temperatures in the area, 46 in Flemington, 43 in Kingwood, 43 in Frenchtown, 44 in West Portal, 45 in the town of Clinton, 48 in Bridgewater, 45 in Reddington, and 44 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
So fine, through the bumps of time in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you.
so proud about having to be scrounging your neck.
Good morning, Hunter and Big C here, coming live from Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about in your day. Going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It's like a Rolling Stone. Bob Dylan. Well, there's a celebrity birthday in the band, but not Bob. It's the drummer. We'll get to that. Celebrity birthdays in a little bit later in the show. Welcome to Monday. Wow. Did you hear that forecast? 80s? Unbelievable. How does that happen? We were in the 30s. Nor'easters were a mere 3 weeks away. And all of a sudden now, we've got 80-degree weather for multiple days and thunderstorms. Bizarre. Bizarre. All right, it's time for traffic. Get you some information about what's going on Huntington County roads. Of course, you could do that with HART. If you register with them, they'll send the alerts that I get via email. You can get them on your smartphone. And that will help you avoid certain pockets of traffic, local, county, state, and interstate roads that may affect your commute. And had you done that, you would have learned at 7:20 this morning that exit 2478 eastbound in Old Wick White House congestion due to volume. Nothing new there. Usually it's involving sun glare or something like that. So, drive safe, sound smart, register with HART. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. So, what's on HuntChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, let's see. I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide back. We'll talk with her at 8:30 about the markets, the last day of April. Closing out the April books, and we're already in the middle of first quarter earnings season. And might even be finishing most of that up, as a matter of fact. And then after that, we talk with Al War, Business with Al. Al gives us insight into Hunterdon County businesses that he talks to and learns about as part of his writing a column for the Hunterdon County Democrat. After that, it's my eclectic mix of news, trivia, information, history, sports, and all that. We got to catch up with the schools and calendar for Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports and the two minor league baseball teams. The Patriots had their opening days. We'll find out how they're doing. And moving on from there, let's see what else we got going on our list here. I'm after myself. The Prez sits down in the studio chair, and that is Chris Phelan. He comes in and he starts talking about the big picture of Hunterdon County and business in Hunterdon County as part of the Chamber of Commerce. So Chris will bring you all that insight and information from 10 to 11. Chef Bill's Table is on from 11 to 12. Bill Kinslow is an executive chef from Jake's. He is the executive chef from Jake's. He also teaches classes over at Hunterdon County Polytech, and he helps run that restaurant that we enjoy over there to give the budding culinary students insight into running a restaurant and all the different things that need to take place, all the responsibilities to make a restaurant successful. It's a big challenge to make any restaurant successful. After Chef Bill, it's Get Healthy Hunter, and Dr. Ron Miola is on, and he helps people understand about nutrition, coming from Nutrimost over in Hunterdon County. Ron Miola talks and brings on great guests to help you understand the facts, get away from the wives' tales about nutrition. He teaches you all about the reasons, the why, behind being nutritious and eating nutritious and how your body either rejects it or absorbs it properly. So it's great insight and information that Dr. Ron Miola brings to you. The Mike Hewitt Show is on after Dr. Ron Miola. Mike Hewitt is a political show, talks about the latest current events and Mike Hewitt's opinion on all that. After that, it's Larry Cartwright and Mental Health Matters, and they talk all about the advice, information that they want to provide to you as part of NAMI of Huntington for people with brain injuries and brain illness, and the support families and mechanisms as well. Hunter Medical Center on the Air is on after Mental Health Matters, the people, places, and programs taking place over at Hunter Medical Center and Hunter Healthcare. So you get to learn about some great programs, the fantastic people, the doctors, the nurses, the insight behind all the changes and examples and programs that are going on over there. Georgine Trinkle comes on from 4 to 5. She is giving you the latest headlines and bringing on the latest people who are making headlines in Hunterdon County. And then Girl Boss. And boy, do we have something to talk about that is Girl Boss related, as my vitamin C today from 5 to 6, Girl Boss. And it's Brooke Sellis and Devin LeCompte. And they are two women who are making sure that women are confident, standing up for themselves and equal in the way they do things and providing great examples for how women are achieving just as well as anybody else. And that's the whole point. It's not an equal rights thing anymore. It's just making sure that women who have been put in front of the marketing and the socialization that continues to wear them down, these women, Brooke and Devin, provide examples and great insight into making sure that you, as a woman, are doing your best. And that's what it's all about. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there on the Huntington.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Huntington Radio, all the ways to listen, learn about, and interact with Huntington.com. Going to be right back, right after these messages.
So fine, through the bumps of time in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And that's Billy Joel helping me with BrownieLocks.com celebration observances for the month, week, and day. We are finishing up April today. And it's Informed Women Month. It's International Customer Loyalty Month. It's International Guitar Month. It's International Twit Award Month. Irritable Bowel Syndrome Month. It's Jazz Appreciation Month. Keep America Beautiful Month. Library Snapshot Month. Mathematics and Statistics Awareness Month. Month of the Military Child. Month of the Young Child. Move More in April. Dr. Ron Miola is helping you be nutritious. Eat nutritious. Eat well. National African American Women's Fitness Month. National Autism Awareness Month. Mental Health Matters helps with all those pieces of information. National Cancer Control Month. National Child Abuse Prevention Month. National Card and Letter Writing Month. Teachable Moments in Business. Vicki Lynn Morgan reminds us to do that all the time, to stand out from the crowd, the email digital crowd. National Exchange Club and Child Abuse Prevention Month. National DNA and Genomics and Stem Cell Education and Awareness Month. And National Donate Life Month. For this week, it is Screen-Free Digital Detox Week. It's National Small Business Week. National and Global Youth Service Days. National Dream Hotline, Interstate Mullet Toss. All that happened. It's National Tattoo Week, International Mariachi Week, World Immunization Week, National Scoop the Poop Week. And for today, it's the last day of April. And it is Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. It's Animal Advocacy Day. It's Beltane. It's Bugs Bunny Day. It's Day of Vesak. It's Kiss of Hope Day. Dia de los Niños and Dia de los Libros Day. It's International Jazz Day. It's National Animal Advocacy Day. It's National Military Brats Day, Spank Out Day, Wool Purges Night, National Bubble Tea Day, National Prepariathon Day, and it's National Honesty Day. Now, a colleague of mine explained why today is National Honesty Day. And I've missed it for all these years, honestly. The first day of April is April Fool's Day. Therefore, the last day of April is Honesty Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. And Billy Joel and BrownieLocks.com, pick something and get involved. All right, time for a little vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. It was published by the Times of Trenton editorial board. Long overdue, New Jersey finally guarantees women equal pay. They are precious few things all the members of the state Senate, Republicans and Democrats alike, can agree on. But these lawmakers came together with one voice to declare that the gender wage gap in New Jersey is dead. Their legislation, assuring that women will take home a salary equal to that of the male counterparts who do comparable work, based the Senate on a vote of 35-0, an assembly by a margin of 74-2. Governor Phil Murphy drove in the home run this week, signing the bill into law and giving our state the distinction of having one of the country's most robust pay equity laws on the books. Hooray and hallelujah. This is a hard-fought victory for the working families, not just for women. The new law allows women to sue for the collect triple damages if they have been unfairly compensated. It also bars companies from punishing workers who discuss their salaries with colleagues, and it extends the so-called look-back period from 2 years to six. We particularly relish the fact that the bill bears the name of Diane B. Allen, a former Republican state senator from Burlington County, who fought fiercely for its passage before retiring from office last year. Allen, a former TV news anchor who experienced wage discrimination on the job firsthand, was back in Trenton for the bill's signing. Also at the ceremony was Lily Ledbetter, whose name is on the federal pay equity law that grew out of a court case against her employer, Goodyear Tire and Rubber. In fully endorsing the bill on his 99th day in office, Murphy moved the state forward in a way that Chris Christie refused to do during 8 years in office. Rather than seeing it as a threat to business owners, the Democratic governor hailed the bill as a tool to make the Garden State more competitive in the work world, one that was the potential to strengthen our economy in the coming years. Dina Motola Jaborska, Associate Director of New Jersey Citizens Action and Advocacy Group that lobbied for the legislation, predicted that women will now have strong tools to combat pay discrimination and recover lost wages. For Assemblywoman women and longtime supporter Pamela Lampett from Burlington and Camden counties, the bill capped a 12-year effort to ensure that justice prevailed. Senator Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg of Bergen County, who sponsored an early pay equity bill that failed to pass Christie's muster, has earned the right to rejoice in the battle well fought, as has the advocacy group New Jersey Working Families Alliance. Easing the economic burden on families, putting New Jersey at the forefront of labor practices, and creating a more equitable environment, all with a stroke of a pen and a decade of sweat. There you go, folks. New Jersey has finally led in some manner, shape, or form, taking the opportunity to show that our legislatures can actually achieve something. Fantastic. That is great news for everybody, and that's vitamin C for today. All right, we're going to take a quick break and have Michelle Heidi on a little bit right after the news. You're listening to Good Morning Huntington, ChamberRadio.com, WHCRDB.
And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making headlines on several fronts, first taking a hard line on Iran as he met with the Israeli Prime Minister yesterday in Tel Aviv. At a joint news conference, Pompeo said President Trump is planning on pulling the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal if it is not renegotiated.
This deal is very flawed. He's directed the administration to try to fix it. And if we can't fix it, he's going to withdraw from the deal. It's pretty straightforward.
Pompeo, whose final stop on his trip will be Jordan, also saying he believes there is a real opportunity to work to denuclearize North Korea.
Who knows how the ultimate discussions will go? There's a lot of work left to do, but I'm very hopeful that the conditions that have been set by President Trump give us this chance.
Pompeo was speaking there on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The Bank of America Spring 2018 Small Business Owner Report found that the strength of the economy and recent changes to the federal tax code have pushed entrepreneur optimism to its highest point in 3 years. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America.
Small business owner optimism with respect to the economy and their individual business outlook have reached the highest level since 2015. Many entrepreneurs also believe changes to the tax policy will work to their advantage and are seizing the opportunity to invest in their business.
According to the survey, 54% of entrepreneurs are confident the national economy will continue to climb in 2018. Furthermore, the majority of entrepreneurs cite the tax policy changes as a game changer for small businesses, and 63% say it's made them more optimistic about their own business's outlook. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Two suicide bombers strike in the Afghan capital of Kabul today. At least 21 people are dead, among them the chief photographer for French news agency AFP. There have been no immediate claims of responsibility. The criticism's only growing when it comes to EPA Chief Scott Pruitt over his alleged spending and ethical missteps. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
On Face the Nation, House Oversight Committee Chair Trey Gowdy said it's too soon to talk about their investigation of Pruitt's alleged misconduct.
What usually happens with Congress is we draw our conclusions on the front end, and then we go in search of whatever evidence we want to validate that previously held wrong conclusion. We're going to do it the way I'm used to doing it. Gather the documents, interview the witnesses, and then share it at the appropriate time.
I'm Wendy King.
Dr. Ronny Jackson will reportedly not return to his job as the president's personal doctor after his failed bid to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs. And this is USA Radio News.
It's the last day of April. We have Michelle Heide on the phone from Patton Heide & Associates. And last day of April, Michelle, and we're pretty much close to finishing up the first quarter, right?
Yeah. With first quarter earnings and everything, we still have a couple more coming through. But, yeah. It's hard to believe that it's the last day of April, and we haven't had a losing April since 2005, and today will determine whether or not. Although so far this morning it looks like we are going to break the two-month losing streak, so we'll see. So far the futures are higher based on some merger deals that were announced both over the weekend and this morning. So if folks haven't heard by now, one of the biggest announcements was that T-Mobile sealed the blockbuster merger deal with Sprint. So it looks like they are going to end up having a combined value at $146 billion. And adding a little bit more fierce competition to AT&T and Verizon, who pretty much own that space.
Yep.
And it does look like they will be led by T-Mobile's CEO, and that they will have two headquarters, one in Washington State and one in Kansas, and they will all become T-Mobile. So the Sprint will become T-Mobile. There will no longer be the Sprint name attached. Sprint stock was currently trading down about 12% in pre-market trading. But all in all, obviously that deal was seen as a positive.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also had another announcement that over in the UK, so Jay Sainsbury and the UK Walmart, it's called Asda, I believe. And those two companies are going to be combining in an attempt to protect against the rise of Amazon. So they're going to become UK's largest grocer. So that was announced this morning. So those two things. And then, I don't want to forget, we had McDonald's coming in with their earnings this morning. And because of some of their menu price increases, some of the adjustments that they made to their menu as well, had them beating on their earnings. Their stock was up nearly 4% in pre-market trading. And personal income and spending figures come out this morning. We'll see how those look. But, yeah, so far this morning, the Dow futures were up about 120, S&P up 8, NASDAQ up 27. So, like I said, if we end in the green today, then we should end the month in the positive and continue that winning streak of not having had a losing April since 2005. So we'll see if that continues.
And just for clarity, what is officially a beating or winning? Is it Dow? Is it the S&P?
As far as the losing streak goes?
Yeah. Is it?
So actually, I should have.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
I say because I know the Dow, the S&P, and NASDAQ, and was it the Dow or the S&P? I'll have to go back and double-check my data.
Okay, no problem. Sometimes we just take those things amazingly for granted, and all of a sudden
right.
And that's the thing that drives – it's just amazing. Wow, she's really upset with me now. We just had a loss in her in my signal. All right, were you mad at me?
Oops, there we go.
There you go.
Hello?
Were you mad at me?
There we go. Yeah, I don't know what happened with my technology.
it doesn't have to be you. It could be me. So what I was saying was that, you know, sometimes these headlines get thrown at you. And like I said, we just read them and we go, oh, okay. And then you got to go through the critical thinking.
Exactly.
My guess is it's probably the S&P because then it's a much bigger... it's a much bigger breadth of
right.
Either way, it just tells you that we've done some fantastic work in the first quarter, and it's the real question then is the sell in May routine that you brought up on Friday.
Right.
You know, after we have a great Friday, do we sell and get out? And last year, if you did that, you lost a tremendous
amount. Ended up losing. So, and again, even, you know, so January was a good month, then February, March were down. So this month so far has been relatively break even. So to sell in May, I don't know.
Well, and we brought it up again last week. Russell Price said this year was, they were projecting, they being Ameriprise and his statistical analysis, said that it was going to be a 10% upswing in the markets, and we haven't seen much of that at all because of the volatility for the first quarter.
Exactly. So I don't know that. Yeah, selling in May is going to make sense this year. Just like you said, with last year for people that did that, they ended up missing out. So
yeah.
You know, stay fully invested. Make sure you have enough cash on the sidelines to cover any short-term needs. And to have a little extra cash on the sidelines is not always a bad thing either. But for the most part, you want to stay fully invested for your longer-term goals.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you so much. Welcome
to
summer, where it's going to be there in about 3 days. And we're going to be in the 80s with thunderstorms. And when was the northeast nor'easter we had? 3 weeks ago?
Right, exactly.
So be careful what you wish for. It comes back and amazing.
Exactly.
So, excellent. Well, thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
We're on tomorrow?
Yes, we are. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And last thing before we go, I was just talking about the New Jersey legislation on Friday that equal pay for women.
Yeah.
How about that? Finally.
Yeah, how about that? Finally. Exactly.
So it's so funny. Like, I'm sure it happens. I'm sure for whatever reason there are businesses that have been doing that for years. And, you know, the more forward-thinking folks, I'm sure, you know, you've had a lot of women in your business. I'm sure that's not even part of it, right? It's just all about what's the accountability and the responsibility.
Right, exactly. But, yeah. You know, when that happened, I was like, oh, that's interesting, because I guess I just, you know, I don't know. I should never assume that we're at a much better point than we used to be as women. And But now with things like that, we're still going on.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate.
Crazy.
And maybe we'll get through another generation or two that where it's not even a crossing their mind. But for right now, the legislation says now if they catch you, it's going to cost you a bundle. So now they're it's very important that everybody gets the pay that they deserve.
Absolutely.
So, awesome.
Absolutely.
All right. Just cut Joe's just cut Joe's pay.
Exactly.
I mean, he's just sitting He's just sitting there watching graphs and charts all the time. I mean, how much? What could that possibly be?
Oh, I know. Seriously.
So, sweet. All right. Well, thank you, Michelle. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Happy. All right. Sounds good.
All right.
You too.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associate Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony, very supportive of the Hunter Chamber of Commerce and the Hunter Chamber Radio. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamberRadio.com. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with Al War in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and on HunterChamber.com.
Leopold!
WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Abcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
It's Monday, and it's Business with Al. Al War is on the phone with me, writes a column every week, which I read pretty religiously. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad I've found another reader.
Well, it's two, right? You read your own, and then I read it, right? No, it's been, you've been doing it for a very long time.
18 years.
Good for you.
Every week.
Yep.
I've gotten to know a lot of businesses in the county, and speaking with the owners every week. Mm-hmm. I talk to 4, 5, 6, 10, whatever, during the every week, and I don't take vacations, so that mounts up to a lot of business people I've spoken with over the years.
Oh yeah, definitely. Have you given any insight into how much you've written, how many words? Some, I don't know what, how you quantify it. Columns, words, paragraphs.
Oh, I don't know. Each column is, I don't know, 1,500 to 1,700 words.
Yeah.
And you can multiply it out yourself. Every 52 weeks times 18 years times 1,500 words.
Wow.
Would pretty much do it.
All right. Yeah. I'll do that while you tell us about who you're going to talk about today.
Yeah, I thought I would get into Mother's. Mother's Day is coming up in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sunday, May 13th. But I thought I'd get an early start on some things you could do with flowers. Are always appropriate, and jewelry is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to get Mom out of the house, so I talked to several people. There's the Hunterdon Art Museum is putting on a show on this Friday, May 4th, in the evening, 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
It's open and free to the public, so you can take Mom. And the whole idea is to kick off the Hunterdon Art Tour.
Yeah, right.
Now, the tour will be on Saturday and Sunday, which is Sunday's Mother's Day. But, the following Sunday, I'm sorry. But May 4th, this Friday, they will have a kickoff celebration where some 40 artists and galleries will be showing their works. And the artists will be on hand, and as I say, it's free and open to the public. So it's a good way to start the tour if you want to do the tour on the Saturday and Sunday, May 5th and 6th. The tour includes artists all over Hunterdon County, from California to Lambertville. It's everywhere. And if you say there are 40 of them, both galleries and private artist studios, then you can only imagine what's involved. There's painting and sculpture and ceramics and woodworking, glass, fiber arts, all kinds of stuff. It's creativity on parade, I said in the column. You can load Mom in the vehicle and on the Saturday and Sunday now, 10 to 6.
Nice.
And travel from one studio, pick the ones you want, and travel and interact with the actual person who's doing the artwork.
Yeah. And you gave the insight into the medium, but you didn't even tell us yet what the genre that these folks are creating this art in, right?
All over the map,
yeah.
from painting and sculpting to
to
mixed media and woodworking, glass. The Sunflower Studios in Stockton there will be part of the tour. But it's a good way to get Mom out of the house ahead of time, and you might spot her looking at something that might end up as a gift the following Sunday for Mother's Day.
That's a sly move.
Yeah, that was a good way to not only spend some quality time with Mom going around from studio to studio, but also you might spot an unusual gift that she would very much appreciate. It.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I spoke with Val Savilli. Val isn't an artist. She teaches art both at Raritan Valley and in Bucks, and she runs this. This is the second annual thing, and it has turned into quite a thing just for being 2 years old. But they hopefully it will go forward and expand even more. But right now there's some 40 artists. When you go to the Hunterdon Art Museum, if you go on this Friday, or if you go onto the website, you can get a map, and the map clearly shows how to get to these various artist studios, and it also gives some information about each of the artists.
Neat, very neat.
Go on thehunterdenarttour.com.
Okay.
You got to have the V in that. Thehunterdenarttour.com, and you'll find pages and pages and pages of stuff.
Nice. Okay.
Anyway, I thought that was a good way to kick off Mother's Day, which is coming up the following weekend.
Yeah, and you get to see the beautiful countryside now. It's nice to be out in the, like you said, in the driving around, and there's nothing better than having those impromptu conversations in the car.
With Mom.
With Mom.
Yeah, she will appreciate that, and so will you.
Yep.
Or whomever goes. But it's a good way to spend some quality time there. A week ahead, and as you say, it's a sly way to maybe pick up on an unusual gift.
Well, they're so hard to buy gifts for nowadays. You know, they always say nothing, or you don't need to get me anything. They've always got something. You know, they already got it. So now you at least can get something unique that they've tipped your hand at. So that's cool.
Yes. And spend time, as you just mentioned, in the vehicle talking.
Mm-hmm.
See wonderful countryside. Yeah. Spring is here.
Spring. Well, summer's coming in about 3 days, but we'll get to that in a minute. But it's that's the real thing that Mom wants is just time with you.
Yeah, spend time. Yeah. Sure.
Yep, that's the one thing it's cheap, it's easy. You just got to set it aside. Amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Also, I talked to, for Mother's Day weekend itself, I talked to Eileen Rafferty. She runs the Paint Party Studio in Flemington there on Main Street and does all kinds of events, almost daily events. But for Mother's Day, she's doing on Sunday, May 13th, it's the Mother's Day Paint Party brunch. Now, this is from 11 to 1, and it's a very light brunch, bagels and cream cheese, that kind of thing. But she serves orange juice, and you can bring your own bottle if you want to mix the orange juice with something else. From 11 to 1, it's the Mother's Day Paint Party Brunch.
Okay.
Now, Eileen Rafferty does all kinds of things there, birthday parties, even corporate events. She'll do a mobile paint party, go to a place to do a paint party. So if you've never participated in one of these, you don't have to know how to paint anything. The place furnishes everything you need for painting a picture. The canvas is furnished, the paint is furnished, the brushes are furnished, aprons, easels. They even have music and inspiration and teachers to guide you with every step of the way of you creating your own painting. It's a fun thing to do. And the Mother's Day brunch, I thought, would be a nice touch with some mothers. Some won't appreciate that, but others would. And again, it's a chance for Mom and one of the kids or the adult kids to get together and spend some fun time together, as opposed to sitting down to a meal that Mom has spent all day trying to cook.
Yep. Oh, that sounds good. The only danger there is if you're really not good at painting, somebody's got to deal with that.
if what?
If you're not good at painting, somebody's got to deal with that product. That's going to be hanging in your house for the rest of your life.
Well, you can not only paint canvases.
Yeah.
As a painting, but you can also paint a wine glass or
All right.
or glass and now she's added another part to the business, making wood signs and painting them.
Oh, okay.
And this is an interesting thing. You can do a wood sign, a plank or a sheet of wood, whatever, to put inside or hang on the wall inside or put outside. And they show you how to how to distress the wood, how to stain and paint it.
Right.
And after a couple of hours, you leave with a serving tray or home shutters or a plank, a sign, whatever you want.
Wow, that's like going back in time when you used to make those crafts in kindergarten for Mom.
In kindergarten, or as I did with in shop.
Right, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
What goes around comes around. That's funny. That's actually pretty cool, you know, like a wine glass or something like that. So, yeah, Mom would appreciate that, no doubt.